Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Easter Thursday, and we have from South Africa Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled Experiencing the Resurrection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Lord appears to them and in their midst, as they are in the group of all the other disciples, we are told they are startled and they become afraid. But the Lord offers them this gift of peace. Peace be with you. Our resurrected Lord, who is present in the liturgy of the Word, whenever we are gathered for the Eucharistic celebration, he wants to speak through Scripture this message which is meant to make our hearts burn. Just like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And if we recognize the blessed Lord in his word, then we can be assured of recognizing him in the breaking of the bread. "Indeed," they say, "there is power in the word." And it is true of God's word, because God's word is full of God's presence, and it contains with it the transforming power which is capable of transforming or changing our lives. Changing our lives from being people who are feeling low to people who are all of a sudden courageous. People who are scared, like the disciples of Jesus on the road to Emmaus, who were scared of the dark, into these people who runs back to Jerusalem, even as dark as it was, so that they would announce the joy of the risen Lord. The word of God is able to transform us into being brave, into being full of joy, And it can transform us from being in the shadow of mourning to dancing. This is what the risen Lord offers us. And not only that, the risen Lord is here to offer us his peace, so that we can experience the totality and the fullness of peace in his presence. And through that, we can also announce the resurrection to our brothers and sisters. We too can come out of the fear that engulfs us, like the tomb did for our blessed Lord. But it could not even hold our blessed Lord. He came out victorious. We too, inasmuch as troubles and problems can weigh us down, we too can rise if we trust and fully believe in the blessed Lord. Then we can emerge and rise and experience the resurrection. Amen.